When it gets warmer and the sun goes down, another animal emerges, this time in the sky. Bats. They help farmers and the rest of us by eating about 1 million bugs a year. That's per bat. But there are dramatically fewer bats these days than there were 10 years ago. Scientists are struggling to figure out a way to deal with the culprit, white nose syndrome. In Pennsylvania, it's pushed some species to the statewide endangered list. The northern long-eared bat, the tricolored bat, and the little brown bat were listed in January. For our series, Wild PA, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports scientists are trying a new method to keep our friends in the night sky afloat.
On a bright spring morning, about 20 biologists, researchers, and students gather around the entrance to an abandoned railroad tunnel near Dubois in central Pennsylvania. Everyone's in white Tyvek suits and rubber boots. They're gathered around Greg Turner, a biologist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission, who's previewing the day's work.
Through the site till we get to about the middle, and the middle's where the little brown should be on the ceiling up at the top. And we're going to
The team is here to check on how little brown bats are doing. The species has been hit hard by white nose syndrome, a decade-old plague on America's bat population. This team is looking at whether a commonly used chemical can slow the epidemic. Wading into the tunnel in ankle-deep water, they get to higher ground about a quarter mile in. It's pitch black, aside from headlamps and flashlights, which reveal tiny brown creatures wedged into crevices and cracks on the tunnel walls.
So that's a little brown bat right there. And it has a little bit of a dark mask across the face there.
It's mid-March, and these bats are still hibernating. White nose attacks bats during hibernation. It disrupts their sleep pattern during winter, preventing them from storing up enough energy to survive. Turner shines his light onto clumps of bats, sometimes three or four of them piled into a small hole in the wall. Their heads are smaller than a mouse's.
So we always say, like, the size of an eraser on a pencil. If you have a crack that big, a bat can get in there.
White nose syndrome is caused by an invasive fungus, Pseudogymnoascus destructans, or PD. Brent Sewell is one of the lead researchers on the project. A biologist at Temple University, he says the PD fungus probably came to America from Europe or Asia around 2006.
I mean, the most likely scenario is that somehow it hitched a ride on somebody's caving gear.
European bats have a resistance to the fungus, but American bats don't. The disease has hit some species hard. Once common in Pennsylvania, the little brown bat is on the statewide endangered species list and might be on the federal list soon.
We are just seeing massive declines, whereas you might have seen tens of thousands of bats previously. You might go to the same exact site today and only see tens.
Scientists are trying lots of things to help these bats out. Some are working on a vaccine. This group is trying something else. Last summer, they treated this abandoned railroad tunnel with the antifungal agent polyethylene glycol. It's a common, non-toxic chemical found in products like toothpaste or laxatives. It doesn't kill the fungus. Instead, it tricks it into thinking there's a drought, so the fungus spreads more slowly. The idea came from a student of Barry Overton's, a biologist who studies fungi at nearby Lock Haven University. He says the treatment is just like spraying a field with insecticide.
We're not treating the bats. We're trying to lower the environmental reservoir of the pathogen.
Overton says he wants to see whether these treatments will have negative impacts on the state's native fungi. Microbial communities that live in Pennsylvania's caves have been built up over millennia. Overton says he wouldn't want to disrupt these fragile ecosystems. But tunnels like this one were only created in the last century, so they could be fair game.
There's plenty of abandoned mines and plenty of railroad tunnels in Pennsylvania that we could treat that could help get the population of bats up.
Greg Turner carries a ladder to a section of the tunnel where bats are packed into cracks and divots on the tunnel walls. He opens the ladder and climbs up, carrying a harvesting pole. It's a long, thin rod with a piece of fabric wrapped around the end of it. He nudges the bats with the fabric tip, and they grab on with their claws. He then lowers the bats onto a net held by the team below. After capturing them, the team members put the bats, still half asleep, in small paper bags to weigh and measure. At first, the bats are silent, but gradually they begin to stir, scratching at the bags with their claws. Marianne Gagnon, a PhD candidate at Temple, is helping Sewell weigh and measure the bats.
We have someone.
Little Browns, she says, are worthy of their name.
So the ones we had this morning were all between 6 and a bit above 10 grams for the little brown bats.
That's the weight of 2 pennies. She tells me to pick up one of the paper bags to see how light they are.
I don't feel like I'm holding anything.
Oh, it's really light.
There's nothing in the bag.
After each bat is weighed and measured, their wings are swabbed for a DNA test for PD. Turner and Sewell then photograph each bat using a special UV light. Turner holds each bat wing down onto the light while Sewell snaps a picture from a camera on a tripod. If there's any white nose fungus on the wing, it will glow orange under the light. The orange is actually iron being pulled from the bat by a chemical secreted by the fungus. Some of the wings have orange splotches on them, signs of white nose, but some look okay. Brent Sewell points one out to Barry Overton.
Barry, look at this wing. Never seen that this time of year.
I've never seen it like that.
Mm-hmm. And a little brown.
That's exciting.
Turner says that overall, these bats look like they're doing well.
The vast majority of them seem to have less infection, kind of a rate, I'd put it equivalent to like mid-season. So they probably did have a slight delay on getting exposed, which is what we were kind of going for.
He holds one of the last bats by its wings and lets it hang until it starts flapping its wings.
Fly. Come on.
Fly. There you go.
They need a little encouragement sometimes.
The bat takes off down the dark tunnel. If all goes well, it'll leave the cave in a few weeks, safe from white nose for another summer. Turner says he'll start to analyze his data when it comes in the next few weeks. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.